Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now, here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
That's Aaron Tippin, isn't it? I'm Scott, he's Aaron.
Here's what I tell everyone.
I see he's coming back to Shooting Star now, Kev.
Yeah, the three of them, Colin Ray, I think, and Sammy Kershaw and Aaron Tippin.
We better hoodwink it in here to the studio.
Yeah.
Sing it live for us.
I've been trying. I don't know.
Stars and Stripes.
An eagle flies
in the good old U.S. of A. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Welcome to a Friday edition of the program. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour and the Talk Radio Town Hall. You can ask him anything. That's right. What do you want to know? What most frustrates you about what's happening in Congress? What do you want to see action on? Ask away. We'll be here for a full hour and take your questions and comments next hour on the program. We call What's on Your Mind, so I wanted to give you a little heads up on that so you can get your questions in early on that. A lot of ways to join the program. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text us, 701-367-2054. You can call us. Our preference is that you call, because we can have a real live conversation and talk like two human beings rather than through electronics. And that is quite simply 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. Today is a MyPillow giveaway day. And we have spun the MyPillow lucky wheel during the little news break right there. And there's a number that the wheel stops at. And that's the number caller that is going to win a MyPillow free, courtesy of Mike Lindell and yours truly today on the program. So, what did you say, Kev?
Just telling our friends on the stream, I don't know what the number is. You spun that in there, so.
Yes, that I spun the
it's
wheel.
It's your secret number. I don't know.
I took the wind.
He doesn't let me in on that.
I took the wheel for a spin. I saw the number. I quickly put the number in an envelope. So it's a very closely held secret. So if I were you, I'd get on the phones right now at 701-271-1100.
Is this the 2.0 MyPillow?
This new one? This is the original MyPillow.
Ah, the original. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, the original MyPillow. All right, so, and all you got to do is call 271-1100, 271-1100.
Participation pillow today.
Yeah, here's my question. Can you answer the last place, the last trip that Joe Biden took? It was a foreign trip. Where did he go?
Ireland.
It was for the listeners, not for you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But Joe Biden is not able to answer that question either.
Nope.
Listen to this. It was Take Your Child to Work Day at the White House yesterday.
Yeah, all of national son or daughter to work yesterday.
And
there was a bunch of kids there.
There was, because people at the White House bring their kids, and members of the press bring their kids and whatnot. So he got asked a question that he couldn't quite answer. Listen to this.
So far. So I'm trying to think. What was the last?
Here we go here.
So far. So I'm trying to think. What was the last? Where was the last place I was? It's hard to keep track. You're right. Ireland. That's where it was. How'd you know that?
Because some staffer behind went, say Ireland.
Yeah, what do you want to bet? That was, you know, first of all, he didn't hear the question, but the question was, what's the last place you visited?
Oh, no, he heard the question because it was asked, it was a canned question.
I'm saying we didn't hear it.
Yeah.
He heard it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, you can, if you play it right, you can hear the kid ask the question.
I couldn't in that clip. Oh,
you can hear him ask the question plain as day. What's the last country you visited? And he's like, I'm trying to
think.
Well, I've met 89 different heads of state. I don't know. And then he went into that, what you heard there. Yeah. And then you could tell it was a canned question, too.
So last pretty easy question.
Yeah, you'd think.
Because it was just there.
Yeah.
But he was not able to answer the place where his last question was. As Kevin said, one of the kids starts going, Ireland, Ireland, Ireland. And then he hears it and says, oh, you're right, it was Ireland. I would bet you large sums of dollars. Huge money. That one child that yelled Ireland was prompted by some adult get him off the hook.
Say Ireland. I have end.
Oh, so here's my question for you. Does that not make you weep? I mean, it to me is not funny. It's not. It's alarming. That's the word I'm going to use. What word would you assign to Joe Biden not being able to remember the last place he visited, the last trip he was on?
Dude, he can't remember what he had for lunch yesterday. I mean, he is clearly in decline. I don't know if it's, you know, if memory issues. I mean, he needs memory care. He needs care in general, which I'm sure he's getting every second that we don't see him marched out to read his script or ask the questions that he's getting handed to him. And, you know, the whole theater, the whole administration, I mean, the whole thing's a show.
All right, so give me a word.
It's embarrassing at this point. It's sad.
Alarming. Embarrassing is Kevin's word. What's your word? 701-271-1100. Magic number wins a MyPillow today on the program. And I'll tell you about some great specials from MyPillow, too. It's MyPillow Day. MyPillow giveaway on What's on Your Mind. Sam and Dickinson. By the way, you can talk about anything you want, just so you know. It's Open Phone Friday, so a little radio graffiti. Anything on your mind, let us know. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing over there today?
Good.
Doing great. How's things in Dickinson? A little warmer than here, I'll bet.
Yeah, a little warmer. It's a pretty calm morning here. But anyway, the reason for my call, a couple things. My word is weakness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To our foreign allies, too. And our enemies.
When you look at the screen and you see that's supposed to be the leader of the free world, and that's what we got. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Come on, man. Right.
See, yeah, it's like Barney Fife, man.
Yeah, exactly. My bigger concern, though, is the fact that we have fellow patriots in a basic gulag in the United States, and nobody, maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, but nobody else seems to be concerned about it. 2 years, our fellow citizens have been held without due process.
I just read a bit about that. I know Chansley got released, the shaman, QAnon shaman dude with the horns. He's
for
out
for good behavior.
A few have been let out, and the ones that I believe the adjudication process is actually moving forward from what I've heard from everyone that's there. So, it's ridiculous. They've been there for two years without due process. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 2 years, and then the other thing that is, I don't know what you've read, but some of the articles I've been reading about are the judges involved. They're just rubber stamping what the Department of Justice is saying. So that's why they're there for 2 years. But it seems like our representatives, either Democrat, Republican, or Independent, they are not following up on this, and it's a travesty. It's an absolute travesty. Where are the patriots in our government? That's what I want to know. Where are they?
And last time Kelly Armstrong was on, he got asked about this.
Yep.
He did talk about some legislation that they are working on to reform it. The one thing Kelly's also said, believe it or not, Sam, this is not unusual in federal prisons.
There's three remaining. There's three remaining, includes a Proud Boys member and an Oath Keepers member, have all been charged with committing other serious crimes, etc. One of them's already been convicted. So there's a... We're down to it, but the fact that it took that long is criminal.
Terrible, it is criminal. Yeah.
Well, it's it's a travesty. You talk about an embarrassment with our leadership. I mean, that right there just shows our process is not. It's two-tiered. It's not. It's not fair. Straight up.
Great point, Sam. It is.
Anyway.
And sorry, again,
sorry to be so critical and rough on a Good Friday, but anyway, there we go.
No, I mean, it's something we need to think about, no doubt about it. And it was alarming to me to hear from Kelly Armstrong that it's not confined to just these January 6 prisoners. It's federal court and the federal prison system everywhere. It's un-American.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I know. Everywhere you look, it's 100%. We just need to get this regime out, and we need to start getting back to making America great again. I do it every day, boys. I work in the oil patch out here. We bust our ass every day. So,
God bless you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it, Sam. Thank you very much. Sam and Dickinson there on What's On Your Mind. 271-1100. What's your word for Biden not being able to remember what trip he was on from a youngster, for crying out loud? And anything else on your mind, give us a call.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, our friends at Mary have been helping working adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, the University of Mary is here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. How about that deal? Learn more online, umary.edu. That's umary.edu.
Go Marauders.
$500 scholarship.
Hey.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Marauders quarterback, former Davies grad, Jesse Forknell. Going to be leading the Marauders this fall.
How about that?
Or, kind of exciting. Getting his start.
Their athletic programs are just soaring.
They scored. Jesse was at Mankato. They got him to come out to Mary.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. We're excited.
Let's see. Take a couple of texts before I get back to calls here. Trump didn't remember what country the U.S. shot Tomahawk missiles at. What is worse?
Biden.
You know, this game of...
I'm so done with this.
Trump did that.
Stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
You are. You are embarrassing yourself because you can't look at what we see day after day after day after day.
And defend it. It's indefensible.
Of someone that is, you know, wandering around the White House aimlessly. Literally.
Yeah, I remember where he was, what country he went to 2 weeks ago.
You'll like this, Kev.
I'm going to take two more. I'm getting myself in trouble here because your parents are saying, when's he going to stop? And my Secret Service agents, they're packing, so I got to be careful what they tell me. I'm going to go down this end for just a minute, okay? And then I'll finish up here.
I'm getting myself in trouble here. And that's new how? My Pillow giveaway today on the program in this first hour, 271-1100. We have a secret number.
And if you call and land on it, you win the pillow.
Exactly right. Determined by the My Pillow spin the wheel that we did earlier today on the program. So give us a call, 271-1100. You can give us a word for what describes Joe Biden in the latest gaffe, not being able to recall what country he just visited days ago. Weakness, troubling. What was your word again, Kev?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, yep.
Incompetent. Okay. I mean, where do you want to go?
Or you can share anything else you'd like on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Fergus Falls, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Take it away, Kevin.
Good morning again. Could you please ask Senator Cramer, because this has been a theme for the last couple days, is there any more push they can push on the southern border and this child trafficking? I know I've texted Kevin about this, and you know what? This goes all the way up into Minnesota about the pedophile thing, which was barely defeated. Anyway, it's a God. There's nothing to describe it, but could you ask Senator Cramer if they're really pushing hard to shut this stuff down? That's all. But thank you for the show.
Yeah, no,
Thanks, Jeff.
I sure will. I don't know that we have anything to worry about, though, because Kevin's friend, the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, said this yesterday.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
Oh, okay. So the border's not open and it won't be open later. By the way, if it's not open, why is there any concern over May 11th with Title 42? It's not
open. I'm going to take 90 seconds and talk about that guy. Look at this whole administration. Look at Jennifer Granholm and look at Karine Jean-Pierre and Alejandro Mayorkas. All these, you know, and you look at, okay, you're gonna hire someone to be the director of Homeland Security. Alejandro Mayorkas, and I'm looking again, this is another guy that I really hadn't really read much about. I'm just laugh at him every time he whips up a word salad. But please go on Wikipedia and find me anywhere in his Berkeley graduate Loyola Marymount law degree that this guy, oh, and by the way, member of the presidential transition team for Barack Obama, U.S. citizen, he was the guy that started DACA that deferred the action on childhood arrival. This is the open border guy.
What you're describing.
This is the guy. And there's nowhere anywhere that this guy should be in charge of securing, a birthday party.
What you're describing is the
cabal.
Typical resume.
Yes, of the swamp.
Of all of them. They have not run or done anything.
Nothing.
No.
Read about this case. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's a reason he can't answer these questions. He's completely out of his league.
Let's go to Ray, North Dakota. Alan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, what's on my mind would be new law with Washington State where they parents have no say for minors if they want to get a sex change, get on hormones, or anything to do with that weirdo stuff. And not only that, but they're also putting out there that any child, any minor in any state can go there, and they will give them money, they will support them financially and everything, so they can do this behind their parents' back. And the parents have no recourse.
Minnesota just signed the same thing.
I don't understand why this... Now, I don't understand why this is not, I mean, just out there.
Oh,
you know?
I know.
No, it's
criminal. It's kidnapping. You're going to kidnap my child.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Joe Biden said this week from the Rose Garden that, you know, children are, they're all our children.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. They're my children. They're our children, not your children. No. They're my children.
Everybody's
exactly.
Children.
It takes a village.
They are our future, but they are not my children. You know, they're your child.
And, exactly.
Kevin's right, by the way. This happened in Minnesota even prior to Washington State. But you're also right that it should be alarm bells everywhere. No doubt about it. Hard to believe, but true. Alan, I appreciate your call, and I share your disgust. What's that, sir? I think Alan's gone. 701-271-1100. I was trying to find Joe Biden from earlier in the week. We played it. It was...
I just keep hearing Alejandro Mayorkas in my head telling us how secure how they've got operational control and how secure the border is. You know, as little as 7-8 years ago, this guy was a partner in a law firm in D.C. He's a think tank guy. I mean, if you're going to hire someone to do security, to be the director of Homeland Security, don't you want somebody like, I don't know, Tom Holman or... You know, Brandon Judd.
If you're assuming that they want the border.
I'm not assuming anything. It's clear who's in charge of
this. They want the border open. So what you're describing makes no sense because it's opposite of their goals.
And as the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director, Mayorkas led USA's citizenship through management efficiencies and financial responsibilities and safeguarded the integrity of the immigration system.
Talk about a word salad.
Yeah. He implemented the DACA process in 60 days.
Call 271-1100. Yeah. Get in line for a MyPillow. 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. More after this.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will present the Commander-in-Chief Trophy to the Air Force Falcons today. Air Force was the best football team among the teams of the military academies. This is going to take place in the East Room this afternoon. Later in the evening, the President will participate in a reception for the Democrat National Committee. About 250 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska, two U.S. Army helicopters returning from a training flight crashed yesterday with four people aboard, killing three. The fourth is in a hospital in unknown condition. The Army's 11th Airborne Division confirmed the two AH-64 Apache helicopters had crashed near Healy, Alaska. The helicopters were from the 1st Attack Reconnaissance Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A little hankering for some home cooking. And I don't have a lot of time.
I know where you're talking.
So if I need some home cooking and I don't have a lot of time, I'm thinking PetroServe USA. That's the spot. Friday means a bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Valley City off exit 292. Fish as well. West Main Avenue, West Fargo taco hot dish or fish. Orange chicken on 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater tot hot dish, MP Avenue. Barbecue chicken in Glendon. Meatballs in Yulin. Or orange chicken, 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. So, day after day after day after day after day, we could play you a clip of Joe Biden, which would fairly, in anybody's mind, any rational, any professional analysis, diagnosis, or just guy sitting in the bar stool somewhere at his favorite watering hole, would say is an example of the President of the United States being cognitively impaired. We give you an example this morning, which, by the way, is getting harder to find. You were checking some of the news networks, and they don't seem to have the clip up, do they?
Well, the ABC News one, it's edited. They edited it out.
They edited it out.
Because you can, there's a scene where he's in front of the kids, and the camera's behind the kids, and then it goes to where it's kind of on the side looking down the line.
Yeah, different
of the kids.
Shot.
And they cut to the other shot right after, right before the kid asked him about where was the last place you went, and he couldn't remember he was in Ireland 2 weeks ago. No, they edited it. I'm looking for other sources, but
we played it, so we're not afraid to play it. I was looking for a version that had the child's question on there, but I've heard it, and it was simply, "What's the last place you visited?" I don't doubt it was probably a planted question from some, White House staff members. Here, hand these questions out because it's a simple question. Where'd you visit last? And he can't remember.
Well, and these people have no shame. I mean, we are, like Jimmy Fallon said, we're literally living in the death of shame. Because they are giving these kids questions to ask. So you tell me what 12-year-old comes up with this question.
My question is, what makes you hopeful for the next generation of America?
What 10, 12-year-old,
makes
you hopeful for the next generation of Americans?
Next generation of Americans.
Here, ask him this.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a little card, and then he knows what to say.
You.
Yeah.
I said, what makes me hopeful for the next generation of Americans? The generation of Americans from you.
There's the canned response.
I wonder if that was on his cheat sheet.
Well, he didn't have that, but
10-year-old little boy.
You don't let Joe Biden go and ask the question. He needs to know the answer. He needs to know the question, and then he needs to rehearse the answer.
So last segment.
Which he did there.
Last segment here for our MyPillow giveaway. And if you call us at 271-1100, you can answer this question. I'll tell you this, we're getting close to a winner. A MyPillow winner, okay? I can tell you that much. And some calls came in off the air. Here we go.
The one word for Joe Biden, impeachable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, in all seriousness, when you talk about the border, how is that not impeachable? How is that not that one single thing not impeachable? I think it should be. Here's another off-air call.
Yeah, I think this whole administration is a bad trip, as they used to say in the 60s.
A bad trip. Bad trip. Rex called, didn't want to go on the air, but was hoping to get some input on whether or not kidnapping statutes could be used to bring legal consequences against the states passing the trans minor laws. Yeah, maybe a federal thing? I don't know. I'll ask Senator Kramer about that. He's joining us next hour.
I'm watching more of this video from yesterday with these kids. These kids are asking, like, what's your favorite color? What do you have for breakfast? That's what kids ask. You know, that... What are your feelings on the future generations of America? They're like, what's your favorite color? You know,
Listener says, Hitler said the same thing that Biden said. All your children are our children. Is he related to Hitler or something? The word describing Biden is scary. This is scary to know somebody with that little cognitive ability. And here he is saying exactly what I said he said from the Rose Garden of the White House this week.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Want to give up your son to Joe Biden?
Oh. Yeah.
Because our nation's children are all our children.
Takes a village, right? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's some pretty dark stuff.
271-1100, 271-1100, Texas 237-1590. By the way, some calls coming in as well for Senator Kevin Kramer. You can always do that by our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Different topic, but from another listener, I'd like to know if we in North Dakota are getting rid of machines used in our elections, and if not, why? North Dakota could easily do paper ballots. Easily do paper ballots. I don't think we have, I should say, I know we don't have election fraud in North Dakota for this reason. There's such an overwhelming majority of Republicans that these races aren't even close. Not even close. Let's see, who else is here? What is Senator Hovind doing to stop the Restrict Act? He better be actively trying to stop it and not just say he's not voting for it. We have Senator Kramer on today, so we can ask him about that. Senator Hovind was on with us earlier in the week. Let's go to South Dakota, Groton, South Dakota. Travis, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's Groton, but close enough. Hey, I guess what I would say, guys, the radio station with all the money they give in Carbon Summit Solutions and selling your guys' integrity out. I mean, you guys can't talk about one thing and not and do the other. There's guys with property rights and farmers that don't want this thing.
Well, that's America, isn't it?
Before.
Isn't it America? Travis, when you say a property owner doesn't want it and a property owner that does want it, I mean, 70% of the easements are voluntarily signed right now for the Summit Carbon Solutions.
70%, probably 60% of them don't live here and don't actually have to be around these things when they blow up. Have you looked at the what the damage did on the people done on Sarnia, Mississippi down there?
Well, I've also seen the one in North Dakota that's operated just fine for decades.
That's good.
Yeah, to your point on selling out your integrity, I think that this is a debate. Some people like it, some people don't. And it's not selling out your integrity to say one side decides to talk about the pipeline in advertisements. I don't see that as a problem.
Would you be open to running advertisements that are on the farm side of it, the farmer's side?
Of course, absolutely. It's just like a political race.
Awesome. You know, that's great to hear, because we're going to start doing those down here, because the citizens around here just don't really understand what this is going to do to their property values and potentially their health, and that's the hard thing that I don't think anybody really understands.
I have, again, Travis, advocate all you want, convince all you want, talk to your neighbors, whether it be one-on-one or whether it be in radio advertising. I am, after the DAPL protest, very, very hesitant to get into the game of pipelines bad. You know, I think that's a dangerous position for a state like North Dakota that relies so heavily on oil and gas production. Not to mention, it's the safest way of transporting it. It is. So.
Well, I don't disagree with you one bit. I'm natural gas, oil, propane, whatever they're doing. That's for the public good, and the better they can do it, the just less trucks, you know, on rail and everything else. But this is a whole different animal. And it hasn't been, I mean, everybody can say, oh, it's been tested for so long, but when has it been tested by putting it in the ground for, you know, that deep and that far, and what they're going to do and what's going to change in the chemistry properties, you know, or the water or anything like that? You know, have they run a pipeline for this long under this amount of pressure? And the question that I already know the answer is that, how many pipelines have they built, maintained, and ran? And the answer is none. And they may have engineers that have done it, but we all do that because you got to hire the right people. I really hope they have no safety concerns if this thing goes through. But the problem is, and it's just like the one down in Mississippi, they had a problem. They say, yeah, we're going to take care of everybody's medical bills. We're going to make everything right. And 7 months, they're bankrupt. And then what? Everybody's all left to dry. And if something goes through, it's just, what are the ramifications of all this? Because we're still the ones that have to live here. And that's the, you know,
again,
that's where it comes down to it, that I just hope this thing is actually safe.
Yeah, the people backing this are significant. They've built a lot of pipelines. You know, Travis, have every right to say, I don't want it on my land. And that's what, you know, property rights are all about. And to advocate and run commercials and everything else, I just see enough heft behind this. By the way, from Energy and Environmental Research Center and the studies that they've done, and the people behind it, to say they've got a pretty good track record. So appreciate your call. Cindy in Fargo, guess what, Cindy?
What?
You're the eighth caller, which means I have a MyPillow for you.
Oh, right.
What do you think of that deal? Yeah, exactly right. You're the lucky caller. What's on your mind today?
Okay, what I was thinking of is that at the end of the show yesterday, you were talking about the trans boys being in girls' locker rooms and in girls' bathrooms, and that doesn't seem right. Well, I was thinking at the same time, what about the girls that are turned into boys? And are they supposed to go into the boys' bathroom, into the boys' locker room? I don't think I'd want my daughter, whether she's a boy or a girl, to do that. And while I was waiting, I also thought of, you know, when the schools are doing things for the kids without having the parents' consent, who's paying for that?
The states where they can go for sanctuary. Minnesota, for example, if... you know, a counselor or a teacher or some friend of the family thinks that their parents are wrong and this young 13-year-old needs the surgery or the gender-affirming health care, as they call it, you can't extradite them from Minnesota or Washington or any of these states. Parents are basically, you know, their children will be kidnapped and they have nothing they can do about it.
We've solved this problem on sports.
Yeah.
You play to your biological sex.
Period.
It's very simple. And
same with the bathrooms, same with the locker rooms.
Not complicated.
That's all we're doing.
But it is a scary time in which we live. Cindy, appreciate your call. God bless. Hang on a moment. I'll get your details so we can get you the pillow, okay?
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now, at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Put your meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid, as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hedinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. John Hinderrocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment, a Minnesota and North Dakota think tank. A weekly conversation with John. We always appreciate that. A lot of stuff to cover today. Well, we could spend a year on the radical measures in the Minnesota legislature, couldn't we, John? I mean, it's nuts.
Scott, it's unbelievable. You know, we're seeing this across a broad range of issues. You know, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. But one of the most amazing is that Minnesota's Democrats tried to make pedophilia a protected category under Minnesota civil rights law. This is just unbelievable. But we've got a civil rights law already in effect that includes sexual orientation as a protected category for purposes of employment, housing, and so on. But the definition, the last sentence of the definition says, sexual orientation does not include a physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult. Okay? So current Minnesota law makes it very clear when we say sexual orientation, we don't mean pedophilia. That is not a favored, protected, privileged class under Minnesota law. So this law, this bill that the Democrats brought forth, the main purpose of it was to make gender identity now a protected class under Minnesota law. And so Minnesota law now has adopted the sort of Shania Twain theory of gender. Man, I feel like a woman. You know, if you wake up one morning and feel like a woman, well, there you go. You know, you are one. And so that was the main purpose of this bill. But the other thing the bill did was to delete the sentence from existing Minnesota law that says that an adult sexual attraction to a minor is not included in the protected status of sexual orientation. They're going to take that out of existing law, thereby making pedophilia a protected category under Minnesota civil rights law. This was so unbelievable that Republicans in the Minnesota House blew the whistle on it. I wrote about it on my website. It got some national attention. It was starting to get attention around the state of Minnesota. And so the Democrats finally backed off and they removed that portion of the bill so that pedophiles continue not to be a protected, favored class of people under Minnesota civil rights law. So it's absolutely unbelievable what is going on in St. Paul. That's just a good example of the kind of thing that we're seeing every day.
These are the victories you have to settle for.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not, you know, we're not even hoping at this point to get tax cuts or any kind of education reform or any actual good legislation. You know, we're just trying to prevent them from enshrining pedophilia in Minnesota law. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
They're also pushing this compact of the states. What is it?
This is a legislation that's already been adopted in a number of states. It's perilously close to going into effect. What it does is, in effect, abolish the Electoral College. So if Minnesota adopts this legislation, what it says is that in the next presidential election and thereafter, Minnesota's electoral votes will not be cast for the candidate who carries the state of Minnesota. Instead, Minnesota's electoral votes will be cast for the candidate who gets the most popular votes across the country. And so what that means is that Minnesota's voting for the president of the United States will, in effect, be outsourced to the people in big states like California, New York, Illinois, Texas, Florida. And the way in which candidates and parties run presidential campaigns would completely change. They would have no incentive at all to pay attention to the smaller states, like, for example, North Dakota, right? The campaigns would focus on driving turnout and maximizing votes in the big states, the 5, 6, 7 big states that have got so much population. And the other consequence of this thing, if it passes, and by what it says is it will go into effect when enough states have adopted it to constitute a majority in the Electoral College. And if and when that happens, and it may very well happen, the impact would be essentially to abolish the Electoral College as it is established under the Constitution. The other terrible thing about that concept, Scott, is that it maximizes the value of voter fraud. Today, we've got massive voter fraud in places like Philadelphia, where it's been going on for more than a century. But there's a firewall because, yeah, you can use voter fraud to elect a John Fetterman, for example, but you can't get beyond the state boundaries, right? There at least is some limitation on the impact of voter fraud. But if we go to a simple, you know, popular vote election of the president, now the gloves come off. And the whole race is going to be about ballot harvesting. And if you can fabricate some ballots in places like Philadelphia and Detroit, those count nationally now, not just within the state. So it's a terrible idea, but again, it's one that the Democrats have been pressing hard here in Minnesota.
I only have 30 seconds left, but I want your reaction to Governor Burgum's vetoing of the school choice bill in North Dakota.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me, Scott. He said, I'm vetoing it because it's not good enough. You know, Ronald Reagan used to say, if I could only get half a loaf, I'll take it, and then I'll come back later for the other half. And I find it hard to understand why Burgum didn't sign the bill. And yeah, there's more work to be done in North Dakota on school choice, but let's start. This would have been the first school choice legislation ever in North Dakota, and it should have been signed.
It has been a battle each legislative session since the mid-90s. to get it, and they've come close a few times, passing one chamber, won't pass in the other chamber. The teachers union, unfortunately, even in North Dakota, has some extraordinary power there, and that was definitely disappointing. I know the center worked really hard on it. John, thanks for the time today. Have a great weekend.
You too, Scott. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer takes your call.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.